In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Have you ever gone to a movie or to a play that others absolutely loved and recommended you see? But you just weren't that impressed. You didn't get that same excitement or energy from it. You went to the same show, but didn't have that exact same experience. We see a similar situation to this in today's gospel. You know, this gospel comes at the end of a sequence of gospels that we read in the church. 2 weeks ago, we read Christ calming the storm. Last week, we read of Christ cleansing the demoniac. And now today, we have heard that he has healed a woman and raised someone from the dead. And all of these show Christ's authority over nature, over spirits, and over death. God is the source of our life, and he has imparted that life, his life, to us. So when our souls are in contact with him, they're enlivened and enlightened. And by his touch, sometimes just by his word, the blind receive their sight, the deaf their hearing, the paralyzed are restored to movement, the dumb speak, the lepers are cleansed. There's healing to all sicknesses, and life is restored to the dead. And we see this same thing happening here in this gospel today. Jairus, who was the leader of the synagogue, was distraught over his child on her deathbed, and perhaps experiencing not some small amount of shame that this might be a punishment from God for him. And yet he had faith. Faith enough to come to Christ and ask for his help. Perhaps not the same faith as that centurion that said, "Oh, don't bother even coming, but just say the word and I know my servant will be healed." Perhaps not that same faith, but nonetheless, Christ had compassion on him and followed him to his home. And on the way to this man's house to visit his dying daughter, Christ works a miracle for a woman with even greater faith, who just touched the hem of his garment. And even though she had a sickness that no doctor could heal and no amount of money could fix, she came to Christ and was healed. And we have this practice in the Divine Liturgy at the great entrance when the clergy are going around of touching the hem of the priest's garment, like this woman who came in faith to Christ and did the same. Now we read she didn't tug on his garment, she didn't grab it and pull him aside, but just a mere, brushing is all that it took. And she was not healed because Christ's clothing was imbued with magic. And it was with Christ's direct knowledge and by his power, in response to her faith, that she was healed. The fathers speak of this analogy of a dry stick being held close to a flame, and the reaction is immediate. It catches fire. So the woman brought her faith near to him who had the power to heal her. And so, having already drawn near to Christ in faith, she then drew near to touch his garment. And when our faith comes into contact with Christ, he heals us. And so it's a good thing to make our contact with him frequent, with depth of faith, bringing every aspect of our lives to him. This is what it is to have faith. Not to hedge our bets by going to church and praying to God, but just in case God doesn't come through for me, I'm going to have a backup. That's not faith. But bringing our whole selves to Christ and holding nothing back. To allow God to heal all of us. Not just those things that are sick and dying. You know, there was a whole crowd of people pressing around Christ, the scriptures tell us. Bumping into him, jostling him. Such that when Christ asks, "Who touched me?" Peter, with some amount of boldness, criticizes him. "What do you mean, Lord? There's a whole lot of people around you, bumping into you, touching you, jostling you, and you're asking, who touched me?" And so all of these people are touching Christ. But the difference is they were not coming with the same faith that this woman had. They were present at the same show, but did not have the same experience that this woman had. And in asking this question, who touched me? Christ highlights the faith of this woman, makes it known to everyone, and confirming it also for herself. Your faith has made you well. And can you imagine this man, Jairus, who has Christ coming on his way to his house to heal his daughter, to see this woman being healed also? What an encouraging sign this must have been. I'm asking Christ to heal my daughter, and look, he has just performed a miracle on the way. He must have been so comforted by this. So that when he hears the news of his daughter's death, and Christ says, "Do not be afraid, but only believe," he's able to maintain his faith and believe that his daughter would be returned to life. Because he knew that Christ had this power. He had seen it. And so we're encouraged by this gospel to approach Christ in faith. You know, we have a lot of options of what to put our faith in. And we tend to put our faith in a lot of things. You know, this woman gave all of her money to doctors, and this man was himself a leader in the synagogue. And yet neither of them could heal their children apart from Christ, apart from bringing their requests to him. And so our hope, similarly, must be in Christ alone. No one but Christ suffered and died to defeat Satan and death. And no one else rose again so that you might have life in him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And if we want healing in a world that seems to be falling apart around us, it will not be accomplished through arguments or assigning blame, discussing current events, but by wholly uniting ourselves to Christ. Yesterday we had a talk on how to prepare for death. And there was an inscription that I repeated often throughout this talk. If you die before you die, you won't die when you die. If you die before you die, you won't die when you die. If you want to know what that means, find someone who was at the talk and ask them. No one was able to help this woman apart from Christ. And it was only by approaching Christ in faith that she was made whole. Our Lord said, "You will know a tree by its fruit." And we like to think that watching the news or debating politics is going to help broken situations. And there's a lot of them in the world. But what fruit do you find planted in there by the news? If you find anger, stress, frustration stirring up within you, this is not from God. Stop it. God is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And if it is not from the Holy Spirit, have nothing to do with it. And instead, submit your heart to Christ and be healed by Him. Bring these broken situations to Christ in faith and let Him heal them. He desires to make you whole and to raise you up to new life in Him. First you, and through you to all those around you. And as Christ encouraged Jairus, do not fear, only believe. And so let us approach God as Jairus did, and reach out to Him as this sick woman. And as we're about to sing, let us lay aside all earthly cares and place our faith in Christ alone. Amen.